Philippines to regulate all gambling-related ads across all media platforms. The Philippine Amusement and Gaming Corporation, PAGCOR, has entered into a formal agreement with the Ad Standards Council, ASC, to regulate all gambling-related advertisements across every media platform in the country. The move is part of a broader campaign to ensure responsible advertising practices in the gambling sector and to mitigate the risks of misleading content reaching vulnerable segments of the population. The Memorandum of Understanding was signed on Wednesday and signals a coordinated approach to oversight and content regulation. PAGCOR Chair and CEO Alejandro Tenco and ASC Chairperson Golda Roldan led the signing ceremony. The agreement mandates that all gambling advertisements, including television, radio, digital platforms, and outdoor placements, must be submitted to the ASC for review and approval prior to public dissemination. This process is intended to reduce the circulation of potentially harmful or deceptive material, particularly among minors and at-risk individuals. The agreement officially adds gambling advertisements to the ASC's list of content that must undergo mandatory pre-screening. This categorization means that no gambling-related promotional content can bypass regulatory scrutiny, regardless of format or delivery platform. The initiative, which began nearly a year ago through initial discussions between PAGCOR and the ASC, is now operational following the official signing of the memorandum. Both parties have committed to fully executing the provisions of the agreement without delay. PAGCOR has emphasized that the agreement represents a significant step toward reinforcing responsible gaming standards and ensuring public trust in the regulation of the gambling industry. Tenco has stated that regulating advertising content is a proactive approach to prevent misleading messaging and to shield the public from excessive or irresponsible promotion. He has advocated for enhanced oversight instead of pursuing a total ban on online gambling, suggesting that stricter controls could effectively address many of the concerns raised about the industry. According to the ASC, the partnership reflects the organization's commitment to consumer protection, especially in sectors where messaging requires additional sensitivity. Roldan expressed that the ASC aligns with PAGCOR's objective to safeguard the Filipino population by ensuring that gambling advertisements are crafted with care and adhere to stringent content standards. In a related effort to reduce the public visibility of gambling promotions, PAGCOR earlier this month issued a directive instructing all licensees and gaming-related stakeholders to remove billboards and out-of-home advertisements promoting gambling. This includes placements on public transport systems. The deadline for compliance has been set for August 15, after which any non-compliant materials may be subject to enforcement actions. Calls for broader regulatory reform in the Philippines' online gambling sector have been mounting in recent months. Various lawmakers and advocacy groups have proposed a range of measures, including tighter access restrictions to digital gambling platforms, increased taxation, and prohibitions on using e-wallets for gambling transactions. Some legislators have even called for a total ban on online gambling operations in the country.